Katie, shut up! The fuck?
Where's the alcohol?
Ding! Welcome back!
Hello, hello, hello.
Happy Memorial Day weekend. We look exactly the same as we did last week because we are filming two episodes in one day because someone's going on vacay.
Gonna get my sunburn on.
Yeah. Well, we are on episode 20. Thanks for being with us for 20 weeks. Isn't that crazy?
That's awesome, especially if you've stuck with us.
Since the beginning, because that beginning one I listened to it the other day,
the first one.
Oh my god. It was such a mess. And the sound quality, I can honestly say, has improved since the beginning.
Yeah. Like, by a gajillion percent. We were using one mic.
Scoot over some.
Yeah.
We always say, you want to scoot over?
Scoot over, man. I always feel like my head looks so big.
You got a big wall head.
You want to jump right in? I'm so excited for today's podcast.
Yeah, because episode 20, you get to learn more things about Megan and Amanda.
Yes. But first, we'll do some current events.
And our shout-out.
You want to do shout-out first?
I can.
Yeah.
Okay, so the shout-out of the week is someone that actually likes a lot of our pictures.
Okay.
You don't look at any of our social media stuff, but I do.
Occasionally.
But this is a podcast. It's called Walter Eats New Things.
Oh,
and it's
he's
a little
cute.
Yeah, and he just eats all these things, and his mom takes pictures and posts them and posts little videos
That's
and stuff.
Cute.
But, yeah, what a nice, like, kind-hearted podcast that you guys should definitely go follow. And I'm going to put them on our Instagram, so give them, you know, some love.
Sweet, yeah. Definitely do that.
Walter eats all the new things. Walter. All the new things.
All right, let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
The internet can't stop watching the woman hilariously laughing at her Chewbacca mask. It's not even funny.
It made you, like, smile a little bit. But, yeah, she's probably going to make so much money now because of that.
Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah. But if you haven't heard of it, go watch the video. Cause...
Which I think it said it was a live video when I watched it.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
On Facebook.
It's pretty funny. But the other current event I got going on, you know the girl from Gone Girl that was like, her name's Emily Ratajkowski. She's really skinny.
She's the main one.
No, she's, like, the girl that he cheats on his wife with.
Oh, yeah, she's a model?
Yeah, like, super skinny. She's saying that she's too sexy to get serious roles in Hollywood.
I thought she was a model.
She's a model and an actress.
Oh. Oh, no.
That's how I feel. She was saying, it's an interesting paradox. If you're a sexy actress, it's hard to get serious roles. You get offered the same thing that they've seen you in. What's so dumb is that women are 50% of the population, and they want to spend money to see a movie where they're portrayed
Good
as three-dimensional
stat.
Characters.
Good stat. You know, like, there's two genders in this world, if not including trans. But it has to be 50% because that makes sense.
Yeah, she's also the girl in Blurred Lines. She kind of, I mean...
Yeah, I remember.
I think if...
You're just
She's
ignorant.
Probably not even that great of an actress.
She's not even that
know.
Pretty.
No.
She's skinny.
I think that's a very blunt thing to say. Some
it's
of it's
very...
true, but I think that has to do with also the
I lost all respect
feminist
for what,
thing.
If I even had respect for her, I don't even... She was nothing to me.
Gone Girl, we're not watching you
She
anymore.
Gone.
So yeah, that's just something. So those were my two current events for the week of
Ugh,
Memorial Day.
Girls like her. Get off this planet. I'm just too pretty.
I can't get this. If you were, you can get your serious roles. If
like,
funny,
I'm all about confidence, like believing in yourselves and all that. Good body image.
Yeah.
You can check out last week's episode.
Mm-hmm. No.
But, don't do that.
If like funny girls like Kristen Wiig can get serious roles, then she can get serious roles too. Anyway, cool.
I think she's just too snobby.
She's snotty.
But today we are doing Two Truths and a Lie.
I'm so excited. We came up with 10 truths and a lie.
Yeah.
And we're just going to go back and forth. You guys are going to learn stuff. We're going to learn stuff about each other for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And let's kick it off. You want to go first?
Sure.
Okay.
All right, so mine are things that I possibly have won in my life. So remember, two truths and a lie.
Okay.
I got nominated for prom queen.
Okay.
I won the mock election for best laugh.
Okay.
And the last one, I got voted Miss Congeniality.
The first one's a lie.
The first one, I got nominated.
Probably. You did?
Yeah.
Wow. That's kind of cool. Okay.
Got nominated. Did not win. Got nominated.
I got nominated for...
There was multiple rounds.
Winterfest Queen or whatever. Did not win either. Then probably the last one.
You think that's
what? Wait, no.
Which one do you think
is
a lie?
No, the second one. The laugh one is a lie.
It is a lie. Yep. I never, because no one ever thought that was the best.
Wait, what was the third one again?
I got voted Miss Congeniality.
You did?
I did. In 7th grade.
Get it, girl. Sandra Bullock up a hoot.
Shoot.
Okay, ready?
Yep.
My parents were never married. I was almost named Brittany. 3, I have broken my pinky.
The third one's a lie.
Yeah. They get harder as they go.
Okay. All right. My crush told me he liked me, and we dated for about 6 months. I got sent out of class almost every day for talking too much. I didn't make the basketball team because a girl cried and begged to be on it.
The first one's a lie.
Yeah, the first one's a lie. He told me that he liked me, and I said, okay.
I think you told me about the basketball one, because I had a similar thing with volleyball.
Yeah, that was so irritating, because the coach kept telling me that I was going to make the team, and that I was good, and then the girl cried, and then they were like, sorry,
really?
You were the only, like, newcomer, and we had to let her on the team. It's like, God. That was in 8th grade.
J.M. Alexander. I can't believe they cut people in middle school.
Yeah.
I cried when I got cut from the volleyball team.
I didn't cry. I was just mad.
I would be pissed. My mom was pissed. Okay. I have been thrown out of a bar. I have gotten 2 speeding tickets in my life. I have never had braces.
You've had 2 speeding tickets is a lie.
Yeah.
Damn. I got a ticket for the first time this week.
You did?
I rolled a stop sign.
They gave you, like, a legit ticket?
Yeah, it was a girl.
How much? Oh, damn.
I know. Because I've been pulled over 3 times, and I've never got a parking or a speeding ticket or anything until...
Wow. You've been pulled over
3
times?
You know what time it was in the morning?
What?
4:15.
That girl got nothing better to do than look for people doing that. God, that's crazy.
Because I was going to work.
That's, like, the worst,
too. You know what I said? It was on Friday, and I said, she's like, okay, here's your ticket. And she, like, acted like she was, like, doing me, like, a real solid, which she kind of was, because I didn't have my registration in my car.
Oh, shit.
Which I think, in today's age, you should be able to look all that stuff up online anyway. I shouldn't have to bring that with me, as long as I have my license. Yeah. But she was like, here you go. And I was like, thank you. Have a wonderful Friday. So mad. And she was like, where are you going? I was like, I'm going to work. And she was like, why in such a hurry? I was like, I have to be to work. And she took 30 minutes to
that
do whatever
bitch.
She was doing in the car.
Oh my God. I'd be like, fuck you. Yeah. The one time I got pulled over is because I almost hit a cop. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know how much my ticket is? $215. Isn't that crazy? Because I rolled a stop sign. Didn't make a complete stop.
What? I didn't know they were that expensive. When do you have to have it pay it by? Like 30
June.
Days?
Please.
Holy
like and subscribe
shit.
So Megan can pay off her ticket.
Oh my God. That's insane. That would like crush me. I'm going to be driving under the speed limit all the time now. Okay.
But I didn't get it for speed.
I know. And I'm going to stop at all the signs.
Stop at all. Complete stop. And count for 5 seconds. Sorry, sir. I have to make sure that I'm stopped. They're honking the horn behind you.
I was gone. Okay. I was an accident baby.
Okay.
EMU was the only college I applied to.
Okay.
I was senior class president in high school.
CMU was the only one that you applied to?
How the hell? That was supposed to be, like, I thought for sure, yeah.
Because I knew about the other ones.
Yeah, I only applied to one other one. I don't remember the school now.
No, I knew about your truce.
Damn.
I changed my major 4 times. I originally wanted to do fashion merchandising for my major. CMU wasn't my first choice.
Third one. That's a lie?
That's what I'm asking you.
Wait a minute. That's not right. I need read them off one more time. Sorry.
I changed my major 4 times. I originally wanted to do fashion merchandising for my major. CMU wasn't my first choice.
I think the first one's a lie. I think you only changed it 3 times.
Nope, changed it 4.
Jesus Christ. I guess CMU wasn't your first choice. I know that's true. So it's the second one.
No, oh, that one was a lie. That one was my first choice.
Really?
Yeah. What would be my other one?
I thought you said you wanted to go beauty school.
That was like a dream in high school. That was never going to happen.
Beauty school dropout. Okay. I did band for 10 years. Mm-hmm. I played the tuba for 1 semester in high school. Mm-hmm. I had my first kiss at 15.
You had your first kiss at 15.
What age did I have it at?
Oh, so I was right. I don't know.
I was 16? Like, you know, 20. No, I was 17. Oh. 17.
I was like, that's physically impossible based on what I know. All right. My real last name isn't Richardson. I used to want to change the way my name is spelled. We gotta go on the next page. Okay. I was supposed to be born after Christmas.
I think it would probably be... I keep thinking, I'm like, that's the truth. And I like want to say that one. Read it one more time. I'm sorry.
My real last name isn't Richardson. I used to want to change the way my name is spelled. And I was supposed to be born after Christmas.
I feel like you did this one, so I'd pick the first one, even though it's the truth. And then it's supposed to be another one. So I'm going to go with the third one.
The third one's a lie?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was supposed to be born on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, buddy.
Woo! On Christmas Eve.
Wait. Is the first one's true?
Yeah.
What's your real last name?
McMillan.
Why is it Richardson?
My dad was adopted.
Oh, really?
He was adopted when he was older.
That is interesting. I never knew that. Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay.
He took his stepdad's name.
That's really cool.
Yep. Okay. Megan McMillan.
That's crazy. Cool. You could have been a newscaster.
And then, I used to want to drop the H out of my name.
Oh, yeah. I get that.
Yeah, cause I couldn't get any of the cool pencils and stuff because I never spelt it with the H.
Like, come on, Mom.
Why?
Drop the H.
And she said it's the more traditional way and it's prettier. And I said...
It is pretty.
But so people just, they make fun of it all the time. Yeah.
Meg Han.
Yeah, the H.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
My first celebrity crush was Steven Tyler. I had multiple bunnies with all of them were named Eater. I had a guinea pig named Cujo.
Okay, you had a guinea pig named Cujo.
No, it's true.
Well, the bunny one I feel like is real.
It's real. My first celebrity crush knowing was you, not.
The names that all the animals that you had in your life is just off the wall.
They were weird.
So the first one was a lie.
Yep, it was Johnny Resnick, not Steve Tyler.
No, I should have known that one.
I tricked you a little bit, though.
A little bit. I made a scary movie when I was 12.
Like, in a, like a legit one or like a home movie?
Like a home movie.
Okay.
No, it was a legit movie. It was out in theaters.
Well, I just found out your dad was adopted, so I'm sorry if I'm a little skeptical.
I was in a band. I played softball until I was 9.
Ooh. You were not in a band. What did you play?
You had to pick the lie.
I think the first one's a lie.
You think the first one's a lie?
I can't remember what it is really, but
I made a scary movie when I was 12.
Yeah.
That one's a lie.
No, I guess not. You were not a softball player.
I was not a softball player.
Oh my god. Wait, what did you play in band? In a band?
In a band?
Yeah.
Me, my cousin, and my brother. We, you know, just had a keyboard, and it played whatever we needed to play, and we had drums, and I was in the band as the technical person.
Oh my god.
And then my scary film never debuted in theaters or anything, but yeah. It was called Bed Bugs.
Oh my god, I gotta see it.
I don't think we have it anymore. It was made on my digital blue.
Wait, did you get any gigs with the band?
No, just our parents.
Oh my god, that's freaking awesome.
We're called the Care Bears Twisted.
We should make t-shirts.
Yeah. Care Bears Twisted, you reunite.
Oh my god. Okay. I played soccer for 6 years. I had the lead role in my senior high school play. I have never been skinny dipping.
You had the lead role in your high school play.
No, I did.
You didn't play soccer for 6 years.
I did.
So I've never been skinny dipping?
I have been skinny dipping, which is like I twisted it, you know.
Oh, okay. That confused me.
Yeah, I know. I was getting...
You confused me.
Sorry.
That's playing dirty.
I'm a dirty player. Okay.
Here. All right. To make extra cash, I would mow lawns, do car washes, or sell candy at school.
Mow lawn, do car washes, or sell candy at school. I don't see you mowing lawns.
I didn't mow lawns.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
But I definitely illegally sold candy at school.
Did you just have like a whole thing and you're like a dollar?
And we used to make cotton ball animals and we'd sell those and I sell those on the side of the street and we were doing car washes every Saturday, dog washes.
Car washes were fun.
I was always out there trying to make some money.
Hustling.
Mm-hmm. I'm a hustler.
Okay. My first animal I ever owned was a cat named Ranger.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to dive into pools.
Okay.
I took first place in my school talent show.
You don't know how to dive into pools.
No, that's true. I don't think I need to explain that one.
Your cat. The cat won.
That's true.
So you didn't win first place.
I got second. Fuck
oh, no.
All right. I tricked you again, kind of. Sorry.
Kinda, keep doing sorta. That. I got my drawing featured in the yearbook.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, sorry.
I won my fourth grade spelling bee. I won a 9/11 art contest.
The spelling bee, right?
Yeah, because I'm not good at spelling.
I was going to say, I know you're a good drawer. Wait. You the last one was a 9/11 one?
Mm-hmm.
Do you still have it?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
I think they posted it somewhere.
Gotta see it.
It was pretty cool.
Pixar didn't happen.
It was like an outline of this person, and then she or he, because she never saw their face, had buttons that represent stuff from 9/11.
That's cool.
All over their body.
What grade was that?
Seventh grade.
Wow. That's cool. All right, we'll both do one more maybe and then pause? Or maybe this one?
It's only like 17 minutes in.
We're going to be a short podcast. Okay. In first grade, I got pushed off a slide and was sent home with a concussion. The first time I fell off a horse, I was 9. I've never thrown up at school.
First time you got thrown off a horse, you were 9.
No, that's true. And I have a story behind that one, but I'll wait.
The last one, because the first one is too many details for that to be true.
Yeah, in first grade, this girl, I think I've said this before, we were, like, doing, like, the choo-choo train, and she didn't want to, so she just, like, and I was, like, hanging on the edge, and she was, like, I just pushed my fingers off, and then I fell on the cement, and, like, I looked like Two-Face.
What was her name?
Cassidy Munchler.
Yeah, I see her.
And then I purposely fell off my horse when I was 9 because I'd never fallen off a horse, and they always said, like, that's a sign you're a true rider. So I just was like,
so you dropped.
You're like, I was on it. The horse was not even like running, it was just walking, and I was like, I totally looked like I did on purpose.
It's like, what is she doing? You should at least act like you fainted or something. I'm just really dehydrated.
I'm just so tired.
All right. I played street hockey to talk to my crush. I skipped my stop on the bus to talk to my crush. I got sent out of class to talk to my crush.
Oh my god. These are good. I can't see the second one being real. I think I'm gonna go with that one.
The second one? Nope, I definitely skipped my stop.
Oh my god! I would never.
It was desperate times.
What's the first one again?
I played street hockey to talk to my crush. I got sent out of class to talk to my crush.
The third one's not real?
Right. I probably did do it at one point, but I don't recall an actual time.
Oh my god. So you played street hockey?
Yeah.
Just for a man?
Yeah, it was like neighborhood street hockey. I was always the goalie.
Oh, girl, I feel you there.
I'm good at rollerblading now. All-star. Real MVP.
Okay. The craziest thing I've ever done was go...
Is try to read my own handwriting.
It was getting a little rushed. Okay, sorry. The craziest thing I've ever done was go skydiving in 9th grade. I failed my driver's ed test the first time I took it. I once dated a guy specifically because he looked like Nick Jonas.
Which one's a lie?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, do it again.
Okay. The craziest thing I've ever done was go skydiving in 9th grade. I failed my driver's ed test the first time I took it. I once dated a guy specifically because he looked like Nick Jonas.
The first one's a lie.
Yeah, that's true.
There's no way.
I dated a guy because he looked like Nick Jonas, and I definitely failed my driver's ed test.
I failed mine too.
Did you really?
Yeah.
It was like,
parallel parking was the hardest one.
Yeah.
I did it up in Michigan.
You did? So you had to like drive out in like actual world. Right?
Yeah, that part wasn't the hard part. It was the parallel
really?
Parking.
Really? I didn't learn about this before.
I didn't learn how to parallel park down here.
Oh.
I took driver's ed down here, and then I took the test up there.
So what did they make you do in driver's ed down here? Like, what is the system?
A three-point turn was, like, the big turn.
Did they make you take a class, though?
Yeah.
Because we had to take two classes.
Yeah, the driving portion and the writing portion.
Okay. So it's the same. That's what I've always been thinking.
And you have, like, when you get a permit, you get a physical card.
So, yeah, so do we.
No, you know.
Oh, maybe it's just a piece of paper.
You get a piece of paper.
Oh. It's been so long.
And I failed getting my permit multiple times.
You did?
Well. Yeah. I'm not good at test taking.
Wait, you had to take a test to get your permit?
Yeah.
We just got it at the end of the sessions.
Hi, that's lady.
Well, I just figured, you know, since everyone's not a great driver down here. Anyway, okay.
My turn?
Yeah, girl.
I had a pet frog. I had an outdoor cat. My brother and I had pet rats.
That, like, rhymed.
I'm a poet. What can I say? I should have won a poetry contest.
Wait, you had a pet
frog. I had an outdoor cat. My brother and I had pet rats.
I cannot see you guys having pet rats. But at the same time, I don't know if I see you having an outdoor cat either. I'm gonna try. I'm gonna take a stab in the dark and say you didn't have rats.
We did not have rats.
Yes.
We did have a pet outdoor cat, and we had a pet frog that ate our fish.
Really?
Yep. He got hungry one day, and we forgot to feed him, and we came home, and Sparky was gone.
What a dick.
I know. It was one of those ones you get at, like, the mall kiosk.
Was that your last one?
No, I got one
more. Oh, okay. Because I, for some reason, have two more. I think I wrote an extra one. Okay. In 3rd grade, I was in the highest reading level because you know they had like
you were the hottest one.
That's I was I the hottest girl with my red glasses. The first time I ever watched The Labyrinth was in 3rd grade at my friend's birthday party,
and it was life changing.
I peed my pants in 3rd grade because my friend Sydney was taking too long because you know you had to wait in the line to come back.
The first one.
No, it's true.
You're in the highest reading.
You
smart girl. The Labyrinth. You didn't watch it in 3rd grade. You watched it some other grade.
No, it's true.
So the last one.
It was in 2nd grade. That bitch. I'll never let her live this down. That you'd wait in the line for someone to come back and then you could go. And I was like, I told her, I was like, I really, really gotta go. So please make it quick. And she's like, I will, I promise. No, she took way too long, and then I peed my pants.
Isn't it weird that, like, all my memories, like, majority of my memories happen to be in the bathrooms of elementary school? Like, when I think of elementary school, I think of the bathroom.
Me too.
Because so many things happen, because your teacher didn't ever go in there, so you got away with so many things. I remember I crushed my thumb in the bathroom stall. And as a child, those stalls were so heavy.
Oh my god, yeah.
And there's another kid that, like... One of my biggest memories is that he came into the girls' bathroom and he dropped his pants and he just started shaking his little thing.
Oh!
I know! I know!
I would be horrified!
I know, his name was Cody.
Shout him out.
Cody Love. He's a mess. I don't know what was going on. And he got sent home that day.
Oh, man, Cody Love.
Oh, Cody Love. Put your thing away, you nasty.
Put your thing.
All right, last one I have. It has to do with jobs that I've had over the years.
Okay. I know this pretty well.
I have been a mascot. I was a bookkeeper. I've cleaned stalls on a farm.
Okay, I know the first one's true.
Mm-hmm. Chick-fil-A, holla at me.
Holla at you, Chick-fil-A. I cannot see you cleaning stalls.
I didn't clean stalls, but I did work on a farm.
So that's a lie, though, right?
Yep.
Yeah, girl!
And I was the bookkeeper for the high school basketball team.
I did pretty well. Want me to just shoot this one off really quick?
Shoot this one out.
We'll just make it a shorter one. Last one.
Mm-hmm.
When I played soccer when I was little, I always asked to be the goalie so I could sit and pick flowers.
Get ladybugs.
I had all my wisdom teeth pulled out. My favorite TV show in high school was a tie between American Idol and Deal or No Deal.
You didn't get all your wisdom teeth pulled out.
That's true, girl.
You still got some, don't you?
I got the top. What about you? All of them out, right?
All of them out at one go.
Mm-hmm.
I did that when I was like 20.
Oof, I wish I just got them all pulled.
Yeah, I went under and everything. Mm-hmm. It's expensive affair.
Expensive.
All right, well, that's all we really have for today. You got to know some weird things about us. Mm-hmm. Not any. I guess some of them were interesting. And you're like, what the hell?
And Megan was in a band.
I was in a band.
Her dad was adopted. I can't get over that still.
Your parents aren't married?
My parents are not married.
What?
You didn't have pet rats?
I did not have pet rats. I had bunnies, though.
It was fun. All right.
Well, maybe one day you guys will actually give us a Q&A. Until that day.
One day.
You guys have a wonderful Memorial Day. You'll probably listen to this after Memorial Day, but it's cool. It's whatever. Just always tune in. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter and our Facebook page. And we're going to be working on the Google Play thing.
Oh, yeah. I'll get that up soon. And this podcast might be up a little bit later than usual. Sorry.
But anyway, we'll see you next time. Okay, bye.
Lady, shut up.